With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans.
We will not stop working for the people of Flint until every single person has clean water every single day, no matter what.
That's Governor Rick Snyder delivering his State of the State address last night. Most of it focused on Flint and state efforts to fix the water crisis in that city. Protesters outside the state capitol were critical of the governor's response to Flint. Among those inside the Capitol building was State Representative John Hoadley. The Democrat represents the city of Kalamazoo. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning.
So did you hear enough about the efforts to fix the problems in Flint?
We heard about some of the first steps to make sure that residents of Flint finally have clean drinking water, and that's important. But the problem with the address was that it didn't get to the fundamental cause of the crisis, which was these decisions made by emergency managers out of public scrutiny that were made too quickly and too irresponsibly and ultimately jeopardized the health and safety of thousands of residents. And I'd say one more thing, which is getting water to Flint is critically important. But the reality is, with lead poisoning, which, you know, over 8,000 kids under the age of 6 have been exposed to abnormally high levels of lead, I mean, this is going to be a health crisis for a generation now of residents. So getting water there is step one, but we have a whole generation of kids to help moving forward.
And what should the state be doing for that generation of kids specifically? What services do you think that they should be offered and the state should be paying for?
Senator Ananick, who's the Democrat that represents the Flint area, has called for, of course, immediately we need to fix the pipe so no more kids are getting poisoned by lead. But then beyond that, we need to be providing wraparound services, nutrition services to mitigate the effects of lead as much as possible. We need to be making sure that we are doing monitoring of health systems, providing supplemental special education and other developmental milestone coaching so folks can try to move along as best as possible. You know, for folks that aren't aware, I mean, lead poisoning is one of those things that impacts you for the rest of your life. And so why the governor is saying, you know, we're going to get water there right now, which is important, you know, the reality is that we're going to be dealing with this crisis for decades to come. And to say that we shouldn't look at why we got to that point really is it insults the residents of Flint and the residents of our state.
Governor Snyder did say that he would make public his emails regarding the topic from 2014 and 2015. Do you think those are going to shed enough light to let us know what happened in the run-up to the Flint water crisis?
I'm eager to read those emails, ultimately, because Michigan is one of two states where the executive branch nor the legislature are subject to the Freedom of Information Act. We are just at the mercy of whatever he chooses to give us. And so, you know, Democrats have introduced legislation for years, and we have been doing it months ago as well, so to reform our Freedom of Information Act so the governor's branch or the legislative branch would be subject to those same rules. And, you know, there's been no movement. I hope that if we're going to work together for a spirit of compromise, and that's what the governor really was calling on yesterday, then it needs to be a compromise on multiple issues, not just asking Democrats to vote for supplemental appropriations for Flint, but asking Republicans to accept greater transparency and admit that some of these decisions that were done recklessly, like passing the emergency manager law, which, remember, voters had said no to, that we can overturn these decisions and restore some transparency and accountability to government.
Are you comfortable as a state lawmaker with the idea that the legislature would be open to the Freedom of Information Act as well?
Absolutely. You know, I think we always try to run our office in a transparent manner. And frankly, you know, we should be living by the same rules that we ask our local officials to live by and many other branches of government. So this is one of those things where we really need to start fixing the way Lansing has worked. You've heard me talk about fixing term limits, fixing campaign finance, gerrymandered districts. Part of that is, you know, thinking about last month when we passed Senate Bill 571, the gag order bill, which we are now taking up today in my election committee to try to start fixing. You know, when we made significant changes in the middle of the night, this is all symptomatic of a process that is broken. Citizens need to call to fix that. And, you know, I think there's some immediate steps that we can take, all the while remembering that we're dealing with a humanitarian crisis in Flint.
About 30 seconds left. Is there a broader issue in terms of the lead in the water in Flint, in terms of our water infrastructure? The governor kind of touched on that last night, but is that a next big task for the legislature to take on?
We do have an aging infrastructure in Michigan. And remember, when our grandparents and great-grandparents built the state, they were making decisions and investments for years to come. Well, even the best investments need updating from time to time. And so I think we can come together to do something amazing and do 21st century infrastructure, replace our pipes. But that's going to say take a big investment from folks in the state. Everyone's going to have to pay their fair share. But you know, I think that we're going to be able to reap the economic and health benefits for years to come.
State Representative John Hoadley, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
John Hoadley is a Democrat. He represents the city of Kalamazoo in the State House. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.